Well, we're now joined by Dan Russell. Dan, we're here at Bradford Leeds Airport, just about to get on the flight to Perpignan. What's the mood like amongst the boys ahead of a trip to face the Catalan Dragons?
Yeah, the mood's good, mate. We had a great training session there yesterday, so we're here now, and we've got a job to do, and we're excited.
And obviously, based on what happened last week against Lee, how important is it that there is a response from the players?
Yeah, it's super important. We were disappointed last week. Even though we've been beaten comfortably, I think we're still in that game, and we're just shooting ourselves in the foot with the errors that we make. We're making it hard for ourselves, mate. But yeah, we're excited, mate. That's passed now. We've learned from that, and we've got a big job to do this weekend.
No lack of effort last week against Lee.
Never is, mate. Every game you've seen this year, there's effort there. We're competing with each other, and that's a good thing to see, you know what I mean? That's something you need at these early times, and we've got that. We just need to be a bit smarter, and I'm sure we've learnt from those mistakes.
As a player, when you do those post-match reviews, what sort of person are you in terms of critiquing your own individual performance?
Yeah, well, I suppose, each game everyone's got something to learn, and, you've got your individual meetings to have after the game, and a lot of players weren't happy with their performance after last week, and imagine if we were on, mate. We're a team, we're a great team, they've got a good squad, and we'll be hard to beat when we're on, that starts this week. We need to get back to winning ways, and we're definitely capable of doing that this weekend.
You're in the south of France till Sunday evening, I believe. Already there's a good culture being built by Kurt Haggerty. Is it going to be good to go away, travel with the boys and kind of cement that?
Yeah, definitely, mate. This is what you do on these away trips. They gave us an extra day, which is huge, and it's about bonding now. And we're a great team. We're tight, we've got a good connection there. And you can see that on the field, and that'll definitely help this weekend.
You're one of a number of new players that have come to the club. What's it been like integrating at Bradford, Dan, and working under Kurt Haggerty?
Yeah, it's been great. I had a bit of time with Kurt at Salford, mate, and that was a big reason why I come to the club. And the players he's managed to get, mate, it shows what kind of coach he is and how he plays. And it's been exciting, mate. I've really loved my footy this year, it's exciting times. It's exciting going to training. We're training well, and we've got a great group. And yeah, Kurt's been great, mate. And you can see that on the field, and you'll see it again this weekend.
And just on that sort of Kurt Haggerty, Bradford Bulls DNA, that's something yourself, Andy Ackers, Joe Mellor have spoken about really buying into.
It is, mate. It's huge. And we have from the start. You can see everyone buys into it. And the loanees we've had, I only had a couple, mate, and they buy into it. And Kurt's only got one way of playing, mate, and that's our style. And we do that every week. No matter what circumstance, who we play our style. And you can see that. We score great tries. We just need to be smarter with the ball. And, we'll need to do that this weekend in 30-degree heat.
I was just going to mention the heat. I had a look. I think it's going to be about 33 degrees, even at 7 o'clock on Saturday. That's oppressive heat. How do you plan and prepare for that?
I'm looking forward to it, mate. I miss it, to be honest. you just got to, that's the thing. We can't make errors like we did on the weekend, mate, because with that heat, it makes it a lot harder, obviously. So we've just got to be smarter, which, we'll prep for. And we've got a bit of a training session tomorrow to, feel that heat. So, we've got a plan to do that, and it will do that, definitely.
And I'm guessing, based on the Catalans Castleford game last week, the heat scenario goes and works both ways, obviously. Catalans in a commanding position, and then a very spirited Castleford fight.
Man. Yeah, that's right, mate. I think you've got to hold the ball in those conditions. You can't make it hard of yourselves. You don't want to be tackling another few more sets than what you have to, with that heat. So you've got to complete your sets, but we'll still outplay our style. That won't stop us from playing our style, and yeah, we're excited.
Just on the supporters, 600 to 700 travelling over. What's it been like representing the red, amber and black in front of the Bradford fans?
Oh, it's great, mate. Like I said this morning, you can see them out there happy, mate. They're talking to you, they're excited. And that's what you need, and that's why we play the game. And represent our, the Bradford and our fans. And it's good to see them out. And, we'll know they'll be cheering, doing their style, on Saturday night.
Just on yourself, you had a very strong start against London, then picked up the unfortunate injury. Does it feel like now you're back to your best?
Yeah, it does. I think I've played some good footy the last few weeks, and it takes time, obviously, being out for a period of time, come up a bit earlier too, which I was itching to do. But yeah, I feel fit now, and we've got a couple of boys back now, and I think if we can keep our side now, mate, we're going to be a hard team to beat.
I know I've asked you this question previously off the record, but what's the latest, Dan, in terms of your international aspirations, knowing there is a World Cup in Australia at the end of this season?
That's always exciting. I got to play in the last World Cup, and it's a nice experience you'll never forget. You always want to be a part of that, and that's the plan, mate. I want to play good footy, and I want to be in that squad end of the year. You know, it's one of the best camps you'll be in with the PNG boys, and got a good group there, some exciting players. So just keep worrying about my footy, and hopefully my footy can do the talking, and I'm there at the end of the year.
Has there been much dialogue between yourself and Jason Demetriou?
Oh, not so much. Start of the year when I obviously saw him, mate, but he just said keep playing your footy, and obviously started the season well, which you mentioned, and I just want to keep doing that, and you know, let my footy do the talking.
And just finally, Dan, I asked Kurt this question as we reached the halfway point ahead of the league game. You know, what's been the overriding positive in terms of the growth and development of the Bradford Bulls from February to where we are now? And Kurt said belief. What would you say the positives in terms of the growth of the team and the side of it?
Well, you can on Kurt's mention there, you can see the belief. You know, you got young boys, Poposhi, coming in, and you know, they're playing our style. We're not backing from our style, and that's a big thing to have with a new group. And like you said, you got to remember, this is the first team together in the first year, and you know, we've been unlucky with some wins and we've won some good footy games. So the belief is there, but I think we just need to keep playing our style and be a bit smarter, mate. And you know, if we can win a few games, which we will, you know, we'd be hard to beat. So that's exciting.
Thank you, Dan. Yep. Safe journey on the flight, and good luck for Saturday evening.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
This is West Yorkshire Rugby League Radio with Mick the Game Caller Gledhill.